This is Pure Decking for Thursday, April something. Yeah, April 16th, 2020. This show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game, and abusing the VR headset to give the illusion of a social life. I'm Morps. Tonight, we have Mad Men.
Did you make it wear the GIMP costume? If you're going to whip it, you should make it wear the GIMP costume. I mean, there's no half-ass on this show. We go all the fucking way.
Well, or the pants not at
the entire ass.
The entire ass.
Half an ass.
You do not half-ass, and are you can testify to this. I mean, he has seen the full ass. There was no half-ass in that.
Oh, no, I saw the rising moon, and I did testify.
Full ass.
Well, I had realized then that I was as large as God, and God as large as me. I don't know how that thing goes. I wish I did.
There's just no following that. I think the intro is now done. It's time to, you know.
I just wish I could do it right. I can't remember the whole thing. It's a great movie line. Yeah, either way.
So, anyways, the madness is starting to set in. just go ahead and start with it.
Starting. How cute.
I've been naming squirrels.
I've been eating squirrels. And their nutty flavor.
I've just been laughing at the cat chattering at the squirrels. Well, birds more really than anything. So, but yeah, you know, it's like, oh, look, there's birds outside. And the cat slams into the window. Well, shit.
Also, the government changed the batteries in your bird. Already.
Yeah, several of them. I've seen several. There's one teasing the cat out on the bush in front of the front window. So whoever's controlling that bird is just having themselves a good old time watching my cat brain himself on the window. So,
yeah. Is it a robin? Because those bastards would do something.
Sparrow, looked like.
Sparrow? Okay.
I mean, I guess it could have been a robin.
They also chatter and keep you up at night.
I mean, I don't know. It was a bird. So... anyways, we'll just get into it here. This is from PC Mag, although apparently variations of this story are all over the place. Over 50 cell towers have been vandalized in the UK due to 5G coronavirus conspiracy theories. You think the 5G causes coronavirus? It's like, no, if 5G was causing any kind of element, it'd either be cancer or mysterious skin burns. It would not be an upper respiratory infection.
What if I was using that Chinese telecoms equipment?
Oh, well, all bets are off then. God, no. I don't know if that one's going to give you superpowers or turn you into a mound of goo. I mean, all bets are off at that point, Madman. I mean,
that may have been made in Wuhan. That would give me the great sneeze forward, wouldn't it? They package that shit there.
Seal it in. Preserve the flavor. Anyways, over 50 cell towers in the UK were vandalized over the weekend, with major telecom companies Vodafone, EE, and BT blaming the fraudulent conspiracy theory that 5G connectivity is the cause of coronavirus. Be kind of cool if it was, because that would mean all this social distancing and face masks and... you know, all that is meaningless and just wasting time and money. April 10th to the 13th saw a rise in attacks that followed attacks earlier this month. 22 EE phone masks were vandalized, as reported by the I newspaper. Or maybe that's one newspaper? I don't know. And although they were not all successful, hoses... or houses had to be evacuated as a result, and arrests were made. EE also confirmed that the majority of towers damaged do not support 5G. So they're not even getting the right damn towers. Check your maps, guys. Come on. Vodafone CEO Nick Jeffery said in a LinkedIn post that 20 masts were damaged, including those providing connectivity to a hospital in Birmingham. BT CEO Philip Jansen said that 11 towers had been destroyed or damaged by arson, and 39 engineers had been verbally abused or physically they're burning down the towers and then laying in wait for the telecom engineers to come out to fix it.
Wow. Been dealing with some big brain fucking people here.
I'm thinking you could have a whole series of, like, you know, we're going to need to get Liam Neeson and get him looking a little, you know, coked up, and have him play one of these guys just, like, you know, hunting the telecom engineers. Just follow the entire, it'd be like Joker, right? You're following the movie from the perspective of the bad guy, and just, you know, this entire time, and maybe occasionally cut into, like, the world he sees. So, you know, it'd be like Gary Busey looking in a mirror. Ooh. Even better. Let's just get Gary
or
Busey.
Pyrovision.
Ooh, I'd pay to see that movie.
I'd kind of like to see it too.
Lee Neeson playing the security guard. He keeps the technicians safe.
Gary Busey hunting the telecoms.
Yeah, Gary Busey's running the fucking the people destroying these towers, and his second in command can be the Tiger King or whatever the fuck that show is.
Oh, no, fuck that, dude. Leave him in prison.
No, we...
Steven Seagal hasn't been in a movie in a while.
Ooh, that'd
dude,
be good.
Have you seen the size of Steven Seagal?
What? No, that's even better. Steven Seagal is the guy that the telecom company initially brings in to try to figure out what's going on. And he's got Liam Neeson with him as his assistant. So Steven Seagal is sitting there playing this dumbass who doesn't know what's up, and Nielsen is actually getting all the work done, and Seagal shows up and takes the credit for it. Just like the corporate world.
Yeah.
But I just double checked. I'm safe. My phone's only running 4G. No coronavirus for me.
And then at the end of the movie, they reveal that the telecom company is being ran by Will Wheaton. And, you know, the movie closes with... That is not the right button. I thought I was going to play Shut Up, Wesley. Maybe this one's Shut Up, Wesley.
Shut Up, Wesley.
There's Shut Up, Wesley. Okay. Anyways... Obviously, I need to play through Doom again. Let's see. Gareth Elliott, head of policy and comms for Mobile UK and the trade association for the UK's mobile network operators, said that the notion 5G and coronavirus are connected is, quote, baseless and are not grounded in credible scientific theory. Mobile operators are dedicated to keeping the UK connected, and careless talk could cause uncold damage. Continuing attacks on mobile infrastructure risks lives at this challenging time, and the UK's critical sectors must be able to focus all their efforts in fighting the pandemic, close quote. There is no link between 5G and coronavirus. That's a pretty bold statement by PC Mag there. I mean, the egg's really going to be on their face if it comes out and turns out it does, you know, exasperate it.
But you know, it seems there was a bat hanging upside down from a 5G tower in Wuhan, and it mutated its coronavirus.
And just started broadcasting. Let's see.
That wasn't static. That was back squeak.
Let's see. There is no link between 5G and coronavirus, and COVID-19 is present in places without 5G connectivity, such as Iran and Malaysia. Well, you know, you obviously have to spread it there to keep up the, you know, keep up appearances, right? I mean,
don't see why they need to come out and say this.
How do they know that the phone that was exposed to 5G in England didn't go to either of those countries and is the source for this pandemic?
How do you know it's not terrorist action done in the disguise of stupidity?
So I didn't destroying. Hear Aloha Snack Bar before any of this started. And I'm fairly certain whatever the crazy church in Florida is hasn't been allowed outside of Florida.
Well, pretty sure Florida is...
I thought it was just the UK.
I'm pretty sure Florida is just a large group of alligators in the shape of a peninsula, just kind of hanging out, waiting. So I've got other concerns when it comes to Florida.
That's some good golf courses. Those alligators stay really still and let you shave them every so often.
This is the cheapest meth.
I'll argue that point.
These conspiracy theories have nevertheless been spread widely, and social media sites such as Facebook and Instagram have taken steps to crack down on coronavirus misinformation. And can you imagine 10 years ago? I don't know that Instagram was a thing 10 years ago, but it would have been getting close. Can you imagine when we first started decking, Facebook and Instagram taking steps to keep people from talking about a virus? I mean, it's like, I thought Instagram was just for, you know, vain people to share photos. What the fuck?
How far we have fallen.
Meanwhile, Siri will discuss coronavirus with you. Google is rewarding users for sharing its symptoms. And Snapchat launched a mental health tool to ease your coronavirus anxiety.
That's what Netflix is for. I watched Outbreak 4 times so far.
I don't think we want to live on this planet anymore.
I don't want to trust Facebook with telling me things.
Oh, I've got follow-ups. Don't worry.
That is a combination of the two dumbest things that can advise you. A corporation and a group of random people on the internet. Don't want to take advice from either of those, and Facebook combines them both. I mean, at least random people in a bar have seen you once and had that human connection and might not want to have you, I don't know, huff mustard gas. But Facebook...
Yeah, if it makes them another dollar, they'll absolutely have you film yourself huffing mustard gas. If you're going to go to the internet for medical advice, at least do something like Chatterbait, you know.
Yeah.
At least then you're talking to another person, you know, who might.
Pornhub.
Pornhub, yeah, that'd be a good one.
They have great tutorials.
What's another one? I was trying to think. There's a Chatterbait, but there's another one that was not supposed to be, you know, porn based.
It was Chat Roulette.
Was it Chat Roulette? Yeah.
At least for life.
Do something. You probably have a better chance of getting good information off Chat Roulette than Facebook and Instagram when it comes to the coronavirus.
Hell, your local homeless person knows more.
Oh, I trust them. Fuck, if you you know, surviving a pandemic, yeah, definitely go talk to the homeless people who have been dealing with pandemics and living on the streets and not eating proper food for how long?
Exactly. See, homeless people will make me doubt the food pyramid, see?
Omegle. Yes, Psychros is pointing out Omegle.
What about Parler? Any of you ever hop on Parler?
Nah.
No, I don't recognize that one.
It's a new alternative to a lot of the other social media.
There are a few that have started up and just sort of flopped. Yeah, they're going to be the next big thing.
Well, according to your marketing department, every single one of them is the next big thing.
Well, they get a real big traction in the market, and then they self-censor, and people just leave.
They sell out to Facebook or Google.
The platform's not the greatest to start with. The only reason people are there is because they can speak their mind, and the minute they can't do that, fuck this shit, they're out.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were only going to say popular opinions that you're not worried about being censored for being of the wrong political view or being too conspiratorial, why use one of these small platforms? Just go ahead and use YouTube or Facebook. I mean...
Yeah. The one that's really getting me now is dudes who have a popular YouTube or something account, and they go on certain podcasts with people. And then the minute that podcast is over, they find out their YouTube has been removed for all sorts of shenanigans. That's happened a lot this week a couple of times.
Well, like people going on like Rogan or something and then...
Smaller podcasts than that. But, you know, they're just satirical podcast taking the piss out of the news and having a good time, and suddenly their YouTube account's shut down.
I like that. Smaller podcast than the largest podcast on the internet.
Well, dude, they're big podcasts in the smaller sphere, if you know what I mean. The not safe for work variety.
Gotcha.
You know, you actually have to seek out this sort of entertainment. It's not going to be promoted to you on any mainstream platform.
What you're saying is we should start interviewing YouTubers and see what happens.
Oh, no, we're not even large enough to be in the small part of that group. But I have no delusions of where we sit in the podcasting, you know, landscape.
I think we have something like 20 regular listeners, dude.
I'm not never did it for the listeners, man. You know,
I do this for you, Sycrest. Don't let them lie.
I do this to play with audio gear.
Yeah, this is just good out to put the headset away and not talk to the wife. Yeah, just seeing that sort of punitive bullshit going on, because they've tried to attack them straight on with they're racist or they're homophobic or whatever, and it's never stuck. But now, because they're doing guilt by association, well, they're friends with that person. That person is a proven fucking bigot. He's been kicked off your platform before, so therefore they must be the same, you know, cut from the same cloth.
Well, hell, Twitter's been doing that for years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been happening quite a bit in the last couple of weeks because people got nothing better to do, man. Sit around and complain.
Well, I think the worst part of that is you get brigaded, right? You know, somebody doesn't like your show, doesn't like your opinion. You go on some podcast that's going to get you a bunch of views, bunch of people checking out your stuff, and you get brigaded by some group that doesn't like you, just mass complaining and flagging your channel, and the algo shuts it down, and, you know, it takes you weeks of appeal to get your damned account back. And by then, any bump you would have gotten off doing the podcast is long gone.
Yeah, there's always been shady shit going on, but the last couple of weeks it seems to have stepped up because no one's going anywhere.
No, they don't. He's got anything better to do.
Exactly.
That could be something to check out. Next Door.
Next Door, what's that?
Another one of those alternative social media things.
Hyper local networking tool. You know, I could swear I remember seeing a flyer go out for Next Door a couple of years ago for this area, and I thought it was I'm paranoid, so I'm thinking, yeah, sure, go use some 2-bit social media site and put my address in it. That'll end well. So I immediately assumed it was a scam.
But being paranoid like we are, every new platform is a scam until we're happy with it.
Fucking yes.
Are you meeting single ladies in your area already, Madman? Is that what you're enjoying?
Yeah, that and reading Sacros' chat about what they use that for.
Oh, is it? What is it? A swingers setup or something?
They're reporting which stores have toilet paper.
Oh, and the line above that.
Reporting suspicious black. Yeah, hey guys, I just saw one of them darkies walk by
URL
my apartment.
Again?
Load up
I
the
need
guns.
The URL.
Now I kind of want to write a bot that trolls people doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Now for the next story.
Spotted
go,
black
goes
man
goes and
LA.
Gets some famous black. You know, he just gets pictures of like famous black people. Like, you know, it goes on and says, I just saw this person walking by, watch out. And then it's like a picture of Morgan Freeman.
No, because people would recognize that one. Famous-ish black people, like Larry Elder or Walter E. Williams.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Or older movie stars people wouldn't remember anymore, like that dude that played in The Heat of the Night.
Oh,
this is where you get mean and say things like, oh, you mean Eddie Murphy?
He was the first big black breakout actor.
Maybe young Eddie Murphy. Like Golden Child Eddie Murphy.
I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
They call me Mr. Tib. Good movie. Okay TV series.
Well, moving on, because this has gotten so derailed that it just turned racist. It's like, why you always end up there for some reason? I don't really know. Let's see.
I was just complimenting a great movie.
James Earl Jones, there's one.
Ooh, there, yeah.
This, almost had it. Yeah, it's gone again.
The big guy from Green Mile.
Right, I'll think of it.
James Earl Jones and Bubba Hotep.
All right. So this next one is from CNBC. Facebook will start warning people who like or react to fake coronavirus news. Facebook will start warning users if they have liked, reacted, or commented on COVID-19 misinformation that the company has since removed. The feature will roll out in the coming weeks. The company said it's removing hundreds of thousands of pieces of the whooping cough misinformation that could lead to physical harm. Are they telling people to gargle bleach to cure themselves of Winnie the Flu?
Certainly hope.
Am I the only one who just imagined Facebook hitting the old aim warn button?
Yeah, I don't even know how it's still a thing.
The worst thing is, oh, speaking of dating yourself, I called Slack IRC earlier today on a conference call and got made fun of for like a good 5 minutes. So
they should have. Should have made fun of you brutally and mercilessly.
It's like, well, you need to be watching the IRC to see if somebody's working on something or not. IRC? What's that? I meant Slack. All right, old man.
What's that, old man?
Yeah.
Old man.
It's like, yeah, call me when you need to know how to set an IRQ jumper. Anyways, these messages will connect people to chopstick myths debunked by the World Health Organization, including ones we've removed from our platform, for leading to imminent physical harm. Guy Rosen, Facebook's vice president of integrity, said in a blog post, the fact that you need a vice president of integrity should tell you something.
Yeah.
Company's doing companying wrong.
After the WHO declared COVID-19 a global health emergency in January, I forgot to replace it with something. Shit. Facebook started removing misinformation about the outbreak from its platforms. I wonder, some things are obviously misinformation, like the whole 5G go burn down a tower thing, right? But
yeah,
how are they judging this? I mean, are they only going for the obvious stuff? Because, like, you've got doctors and governments not agreeing on what good treatments are and good ways to handle it all right now. The whole thing with face masks going back and forth for a month, you know, ought to be a indicator that maybe we don't know what misinformation is just yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out. The WTO, the head of Trump's task force, and the Surgeon General for a long time said face masks will do jack fuck all. All of them are now saying Americans should get used to wearing masks, like the rest of the countries in the world, because this is apparently a good thing and will help prevent the spread of Corona-19.
Hey, I like everyone wearing masks. It turns going into their grocery store the game of who's going to rob the place. Because that's what I'm waiting on. Somebody wearing a mask, because everyone's wearing masks, to pull out the shotgun and hold the place up. Because now it's okay to wear a mask all the time.
Think about how much it's fucked up their facial recognition stuff.
Yeah.
Another funny one. For a little bit, it was an internet conspiracy that this bug could have been leaked from a lab. Not a conspiracy anymore. That this bug could have come from the lab in Wuhan.
It turns out it did.
So, are we going to flag that now or later? Because
well, they still say Russians hacked the DNC on everything, and if you disagree with that on some of these platforms, that gets flagged. It's like, yeah, but they had those two Iranian... Anyways, it's like you try to explain, no, I don't think that's what happened. It's like there was too much email removed from that system to go over their damned internet connection unless somebody was in that system more than a year. I mean, come on. Physics get involved here, guys. Somebody obviously walked out the door with a hard disk. But anyways, that's a whole different political mess. So, yeah, it's one of these things of once it gets set that that's what the truth is, no matter what the truth is, you know what I mean? Yeah, let's see. Where was I? The company said Thursday that it's removed hundreds of thousands of pieces of misinformation that could lead to physical harm, such as inaccurate content that says physical distancing is ineffective or drinking bleach. I should do more than skim these stories because I just made that joke not realizing it was the next line.
Oh, dude, there was 100 and something odd people killed when a pastor got them to drink Dettol. Yeah, dude, there's been some absolute fucking insane shit that people have done. Like, aquarium tank cleaner.
Okay, that chick just wanted to bump off her husband.
Yeah, well, let's face it, she murdered her old man and blamed it on Trump. But yeah, there have been some serious deaths. How many was it in Iran? Something like a couple of thousand people went blind and a few hundred died after they were drinking ethanol.
Well, that's just, you know, anytime when you're making your own alcohol directly and don't have a lot of experience at it.
But because they're Muslim, they can't drink alcohol, so they drank the ethanol.
That's just stupid.
There's nothing in the Quran about drinking ethanol.
I'm sure there's nothing in the Quran about drinking bleach either.
I don't know if Iranians drank bleach, but I do know they did drink ethanol.
That's...
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and Cycros is calling us out because he's right. You might be talking about the methanol because ethanol is what you normally drink.
Oh, methanol. Sorry. Yes. My bad. Thank you, Cycros.
And I didn't catch it either, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm half asleep here anyway.
I've been drinking and
if you can keep down isopropylene, good luck.
Well, I mean,
in this country, they add something to it to make you vomit.
Oh, yeah. Big Clive did a video where he swished it in his mouth just to see how bad the bitterness were. And apparently off camera just threw up, like, right then and there. You hear it in the background. Just like, oh!
Wow.
It's funny. So, anyways, because he's sitting there talking about how terrible it's going to be. And then you hear him just go, oh, God!
I bet you that taste stays there for a while, too.
Oh, you know it has to.
Yeah.
I should go find that video and clip out him yelling just because it would be great on the soundboard.
Speaking of drinking, I left my water in the other room. I'll be back.
Well, while you get your water, let's go on here with the rest of the article. We want to connect people who may have interacted with harmful misinformation about the virus with the truth from authoritative sources in case they see or hear these claims again off of Facebook, Rosen said. Facebook, which has been criticized for its handling of health issues, has made several coronavirus related adjustments to its platform over the past few months. For example, it has increased the number of partners working on fact-checking to limit the spread of false claims. It has also started showing pop-ups that link to official health resources on Instagram and Facebook, which have directed more than 2 billion people to resources from health authorities.
Which authorities? Are we going to go with, I don't know, who said the coronavirus wasn't transmittable human to human after both Taiwan and South Korea said, guess what's transmittable human to human? It's here. Wang Fat sneezed on Wang Lo, and Wang got the coronavirus. Not attempting to be overly racist with saying. Pick a random South Korean or Taiwanese name And yeah, both of those countries said it's transmittable person to person before the World Health Organization admitted it.
Yeah, see, that's what we were talking about earlier, is like, who's deciding what's true here? Because, and that's a real problem. That really is. Because you've got a whole bunch of official, quote-unquote, sources that don't line up with each other at all. And, of course, we had the examples of that earlier when we were talking about it. But, you know, so you've got Facebook deciding to be the arbiter of truth, which is not the role they should be taking. But you've got so many people's like, oh, it's dangerous for misinformation to be on Facebook. Facebook has to censor it. You're literally begging people to take away freedom of speech. Do you realize this? I mean, come on.
And when Facebook censors it, I don't think they're going to go with authoritative sources. I think they're going to go with which sources are going to let us into the biggest market.
Well, they're a business. Of course they are.
So, whenever it's something that I don't know, China might want reported one way, whether or not it's true, it might go China's way.
And, or, you know, let's take a less sinister take on it, because it's just people on the other end of it, right? What if somebody's given them bad information? Like the WHO was doing for a month before they admitted the thing was transmissible person to person. I mean... That's the thing, is it's like you're assuming that, you know, there's this that somewhere out there is the quote unquote the truth, and 9 times out of 10, if you weren't there, you don't know the truth.
Or better example, these the models they're using for predictions. I don't think that they were super inaccurate because they're bad models. I think they were inaccurate because we didn't have the information to key into it to get the answer.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
so it's not. Models are great at predicting the past, not quite so much the future. So whenever we were going around saying it's going to infect 2 million people in the U.S., that's not as much misinformation as it is wrong information. When we got better data, keyed it in, it went down quite a bit.
Well, and it's like you said, a lot of people like to trust the models because they are eventually right, because they've adjusted them to be right as reality is, you know, they caught up on the timeline. But yeah, there's a lot of other things too that they try to model with computers, where if it's not something that you can fit a predictable curve to, you know, good luck. I mean, well,
it's not even just a predictable curve. You have to actually know the correct numbers to key in. We still don't know how many people have coronavirus. Don't know how many people have actually died from it. So if you don't know those two numbers, you can't get a death rate for them.
Yeah, they're still
how contagious it is for them.
Right now, they're still saying anybody who dies and tests positive for corona being in the system, even if they died in a car wreck, is probably going to be listed as died from coronavirus. So, yeah, the numbers are skewed. We're never going to know if all this social distancing and wearing of masks and, you know, hoarding toilet paper had any effect other than just really fucking with the economy.
But now Facebook is going to need to come in and decide, well, King's College was correct, while Washington State, both authorities... wasn't.
And this
they've
comes,
got PhDs at the end of both the people that were making these predictions.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is really, you shouldn't have one authoritative source deciding what is true. This is how you get the Ministry of Truth, right? And whether it's, you know, Facebook, the government, whatever, this is why, you know, this idea that you should have open conversation and the best ideas will float to the surface is kind of a thing. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about this other than just, I don't like the idea of a platform determining what's true. Especially especially when it's not like you know, it's not like it's empirical math and you can go in and check it and see what, you know, is this true or not, right? I mean, if you're talking about an old statistic, we can go look it up, but fine. But if you're talking about modern politics or stuff that it's not settled, good luck. I mean, but it's, and I wonder how much of it is Facebook wants to do it and how much of it is Facebook is just trying to appease people. And I think it's a lot more the latter than we'd like to admit.
A bit. I think it's Facebook wanting to appease people. But I also believe this is a toehold for referring to quality sources in other matters. You have to get that precedent in somewhere for people to accept it.
Could be.
So right now it's, here's the sickness. We all agree that sickness is bad and we have to get good information. Well, if these sources aren't good for reporting on an illness, why would you trust these same sources for political reporting or reporting on whatever other subject that might not like their...
No, that's a good point.
Facebook should just be a place where we all gather together, share video clips, and argue. And eventually, the correct argument will win out. I don't know how long that will take, but reality eventually asserts itself. It does. We will know who was correct.
Then you have a record of the people who were wrong, and you can use it to berate them later.
Oh, yes. You know, except for me, because I was right all the time. I wasn't.
I thought we agreed quite a few episodes back that lists of people that disagree with you are probably not a good fucking thing.
This is why you should just go on. If you have any social media accounts, just once a year, go wipe all your posts. Just delete everything. Or close it and open a new one. Just, I'm serious. I think anybody who maintains a presence on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, just pick a date once a year, wipe your shit out. That way, 20 years from now, somebody's not pulling up a photo of you drunk from Facebook arguing about why, I don't know, why it's okay to throw dogs from moving cars or some bullshit thing you typed in drunk, right? Or pictures where you've ordered something stupid off the internet. Just go wipe it out once a year.
Arguing over the origin of species. It doesn't explain the Cambrian explosion.
Madman, you and I see very different versions of the same thing. I like Psychros is saying just delete your Facebook and join a different social media network entirely. TikTok in this case. But yeah, it's like, yeah, that's totally it.
So who TikTok got to you? Fucking pimping that pretty hard today.
I don't know. It's just the one that I keep thinking of.
He really likes joining the Tri-Coms.
Next thing he'll be moving to Silicon Valley down on Hacker Street.
Rent's too high there.
I could always move in and be one of their indentured servants. Because it is a gated community.
Yeah, no.
They do have living quarters for peasants.
I don't need enough rice to be I don't speak Spanish.
Yo no hablo español. Anyways, next
Hablo
article.
Hablo inglés?
Poorly.
Uno cerveza, por favor.
Como esta el pollo diablo? Anyways,
what's the number for ice?
What, we're just pretending we're in a Democratic debate.
I just wanted a beer.
I was asking where the spicy Spanish chicken beer was. I mean, it's all I really remember in Spanish. I'd ask where for the spicy chicken.
That was devil chicken.
Yeah, same thing.
Some menus. Other ones call it Chili Colorado's Pollo. What about carne?
That sounds like you're getting a disease.
Spanish. It is a disease.
Where's the rim shot?
I'm going to buy me one of those Sacros. I think that's going to be my birthday present to myself. I will never fucking sweep again. I already don't do dishes. Or really laundry. They're machines. But I'm going to have me a little iRobot. It's going to be named Rosie. I've already got the stencil that I'm going to spray paint on it. Go around and
but you don't
sweep, vacuum my apartment.
You don't have any cats to terrify with it anymore, though.
I don't care. I still don't want to fucking sweep.
Fair enough.
Later on, when I buy a house, I'll get a kitten. Then the robot can terrorize the kitten.
There you go.
Whenever the kitten gets used to it and the robot gets bored, I'll get another one. Got to keep that robot happy.
That or you start, you know, hacking the firmware, changing out the sound files in it for like when it bumps in the wall and shit. Or, you know, put a little LCD screen on it so it occasionally says, feed me a cat.
I like that one.
Next article. This one's from the BBC. Or you sent me this article earlier today. Coronavirus. NHS contact tracing app to target 80% of smartphone users. A contact tracing app could help stop coronavirus pandemic, but 80% of current smartphone owners would need user experts, say, advising the NHS. University of Oxford's Big Data Institute has modeled a city of 1 million people to simulate the software's impact. If there is lower uptake, academics say the app would still help slow the spread of the Great Sneeze Forward. They add that letting people self-diagnose the illness could be critical. This means that users only have to answer an on-screen questionnaire before being judged to be at significant risk of infection. They would not have to speak to a health advisor or wait for a medical test result. Does anybody else think it's a bad idea to let an app diagnose whether you're carrying, you know, the boomer and tumor?
Carry here and all, oops.
I've programmed apps. I know what goes into them. I think a doctor's a better idea.
Yeah, but self-diagnosis is just all the rage these days.
Because it works so well for vaccines.
Yeah, they're just... How do children not know they're not in the right body? Self-diagnosis, my friend.
I wish you were wrong. I wish I could find an argument against that.
You can't.
It's not there.
It holds so much water. But anyway, yeah, self-diagnosing apps. Like, how many virtually signaling fuckwits are going to go, I have the woohoo flu. Pity me. Please send money to my Patreon. Buy my merch.
If WebMD was a good idea, doctors would be out of business by now.
If WebMD gave accurate diagnoses, everyone would be in the hospital for cancer.
Yeah.
Because anybody who's ever looked at WebMD for anything, within about two clicks, it says you have cancer.
Cancer.
This is kind of what they're putting in the app is, you all have cancer.
It's like, okay, do I have COVID-19? No, but it says you're pregnant. I'm a man.
Congratulations. That's a miracle.
It's 2020, ma'am. You're pregnant.
I'm very confused right now.
I'm so happy with that result.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's just creep. That's all this is. Hey, just get the app to self-diagnose for corona. Hey, just get the app. Like, we've got something else worrying people now. Hey, why don't we just monitor people 24 hours a day? Like
what if
South
I have
Korea.
A cold?
What if you get allergies? Yeah, I mean,
that's it, man. You're going to have the woo. It's just creep, man. It's just insidious government creep.
I like what Cypress put there. It's either a case of the sniffles, a peanut allergy, cancer, or you could be a homosexual. It's like, wait a minute. That took a left turn. It's like that's a somebody told Madman he missed the turn kind of turn right there.
I didn't miss that turn.
The car was almost on its side, but he did not miss the turn. I'm pretty sure we were only on two wheels for a moment.
But you didn't miss the turn.
Didn't miss the turn. Might have missed my pants. I mean, it's just like, it's like, oh my God. Anyways, this would send a cascade of alerts to people they had recently been in proximity to, advising them to go back into self-isolation. I can't leave my room. My phone told me so.
Oh, man. Imagine that existence.
Oh, God. I'm going to false alert all the damn time.
I'm just going to go lie to the phone so I don't have to go to work. With all the government assistance to, you know, mandating people get sick time and leave and all this other stuff, my phone told me I had coronavirus, boss. I can't come in. I have to self-isolate for 3 months. Fuck, I wonder how many people are doing that.
If I knew a good stock sure thing, I'd spend 3 months worth of rent on it.
Actually, I wonder how many people are pulling the I have coronavirus just to get out of work. I mean, I feel bad making that joke because, like, people have died from it. But I wonder how many jackasses are doing that.
I would have tried, but they had me start working from home.
Yeah, that's my problem. When I'm sick, they have me work from home now that I think about it. Son of a bitch. It's like, no, you don't get a day off. You just work from home. It's like, what do you do all day? Sit on the phone and answer dumb questions? So, well, maybe.
Is it just me, but with all this, I don't want to say ripping away of liberties because we don't know whether it's permanent yet. But is it, you seeing the curtain move a little bit, if you know what I mean? Does it feel like that for other people? You're starting to see the ones that control it, and it ain't the politicians.
I don't know. All the liberties I've seen ripped away, I've seen a politician doing it, but I haven't seen anyone really behind them. Yeah, it has gone down party lines, but I always knew that was going to happen.
I mean, you just got to look at the people and where they've come from. Like, they're all ex-Goldman and Sachs. You know, they're all part of that machinery. Yeah, the UK is turning into it as well. Like, the guy they're grooming for the next prime minister is going to be a Hindu. And he's got bachelors from Cambridge and shit like that. And then went and worked for one of the big hedge fund markets. And now all of a sudden he's the next big thing in politics.
Well, I think grooming of politicians has been a thing a lot more than anybody wants to admit. You've always had organizations and shit behind them trying to set them up.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can see the curtain moving a little bit more now with where they've come from.
Well, I think having access to a lot more information through things like the net, I mean, that helps a lot. Just because now you can actually sit there and try to piece some of this stuff together. Sure, you get the a more interesting crowd that goes into hardcore conspiracy theory Alex Jones territory, but you also get, you know, hey, you can actually go pull what people, you know, what politicians said 10 years ago and compare it to what they're saying today. It's like, I've always supported this. Well, actually, in 1994, you voted for, and, you know.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps to call them on their bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it helps to call it bullshit, but I've always been a pull up who's financing them, and that's whose tune they're dancing to.
True, but Madman, that used to require actually going down to a government office and filing a request for the information, or, you know, trying to find this stuff. Nowadays, you just go online and pull it up. It used to be a right pain in the ass to get some of this information because I had to do it for a high school project.
Even knowing where to start, that was one of the hardest parts if you were trying to do anything like this.
You had to go down and start. You either had to go to the library or go to City Hall and start putting in requests
start with
and
their being, education,
and then being told that you're in the wrong building. Goes go over here.
And then you look at yearbooks and you see who their friends were, so you can do supplemental, see where they ended up in life, and then you start patching the pieces together of the old boys network.
Well, or, you used to have reporters actually do this shit rather than just reporting on what people's Twitter accounts say.
Oh, no. I derailed the conversation, sorry.
That's more interesting than this article telling people to, you know, install a phone on their app and live in fear.
Install a phone on their app.
You heard me, damn it.
People, kids.
Man, I just installed an Apple whatever on my Angry Birds.
You heard me, damn it. I said what I said.
Yep.
Next story.
All right.
Trying to keep it under 2 hours today.
Yeah, we did run a little long last week, didn't we? Let's see. Next one's from videogamer.com. China to ban online games because they are an authority vacuum.
Wait, what?
Yep, you heard me. They are an authority vacuum. New law.
Because you can just do what you want in a sandbox?
Yep.
They're going to crush that.
New laws are intended to reduce contact with gamers from other parts of the world.
Oh, because China number one.
They can't get, they have trouble controlling the information coming in from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking, there's a Chinese citizen on a playing, like a multiplayer game. Holy shit, the red pills start flying. And if you want them to rage quit, just talk about tanks in a square on a certain date.
I mean, you know, they all know. They just can't own up to it without great risk.
Well, dude, they're so scared of them knowing. They won't even stay in there for fear that, you know, everybody knows it, but they pretend that they don't know, and they're like, oh, I don't want to hear it, and leave.
Yep.
But, yeah, fuck them. I don't want to play with Chinese people anyway. They're all fucking cheats anyway.
The Chinese Communist Party will be introducing new laws that ban online gaming in order to curtail contact with individuals outside of the communist regime, according to the new report. This revelation comes only days after Animal Crossing's New Horizons was removed for sale in the country. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong used the game to share a screenshot of his virtual protests, stating Free Hong Kong and criticizing Xi Jinping, the president of the People's Republic of China and known Winnie the Pooh impersonator. Other Chinese players... Okay, I may have embellished. Other Chinese...
No, I think it's pretty fucking accurate.
Other Chinese players had created scenes in the social sim game that lambasted the regime's response to the coronavirus, and as such, the game is now no longer available to purchase. You can get their government to ban anything by using it to make fun of Dear Leader.
So did they get a bunch of bats in front of a statue of Winnie the Pooh?
I'm more just thinking with a good copy of Photoshop, some time, and a few Twitter bots, we're going to get so much shit shut down in China.
Yeah, but it's not the people. It's the fucking the politics.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, they have generations of it fucking, you know, beat. The generation after generation of having freedom beaten out of you. Of course you're going to become passive.
Now, the government has been alerted to an authority vacuum in online multiplayer games. The Chinese Communist Party is said to be unhappy that Chinese players are able to engage in unregulated spaces for socialization in these games. Consequently, new laws are being created to expand the scope of online censorship in video games and prevent players from interacting with gamers in the rest of the world. Where's the button? Wrong button. I need to just break down, get a Sharpie, and label these things. In addition, online social or online single player games will be screened, as well as those online multiplayer games. An incoming law will require players to use their legal name rather than a username in the game. It will also cover the exclusion of zombies and plagues, map editing, role playing, as well as organizing a union from interactive experiences. These are things they're banning. Zombies and plagues, map editing, role-playing, and organizing a union.
I can't play D&D and start my own guild or adventuring group?
I think that's every game. Yeah. I think that covers every game.
Do you reckon they're moving to just flat-out ban video games?
Solitaire. Solitaire is the only thing that's not going to get banned under this. Yes, I think they do. I think that's exactly what they want to do.
Oh, Minecraft banned. Zombies in it. Fuck, there aren't many games out there that are shooters that don't have fucking zombies.
Hey, good news. If you leave out the Halloween expansion, Borderlands makes it through.
Can't you join playing. Guilds, though? Yeah, nope. And it's role-playing.
But that's... You're on a track. There's no role-playing in that game.
Other new...
I think the Chinese government will argue differently.
Yeah.
Can't even give a different answer for something.
Other new laws are not directly related to censorship, such as online gaming curfew for children and young people, and a maximum amount of money people are permitted to spend on games to emulate internet addiction. You only have so much you are allowed to spend on games. Yeah, yeah. How's that? How's that Communist Party looking? All those college kids protesting. How's that looking for you?
Oh, the kids protesting, at least in the States, don't read anything that's coming out of China unless it's written by China.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know about this. If they knew about communism, wait a minute, I can't say that because there hasn't actually been a communist country. If they knew about socialism, they wouldn't listen to anyone from China. Or at least no one from the Chinese government.
Just saying. I mean, come on, guys. But keeping silly game news moving, the ASRB introduces a new label to indicate that a game has loot boxes.
Please say it's a one-armed bandit.
In addition to the descriptor to the in-game purchases label in 2018, so it now says, they've got a screenshot here of in-game purchases includes random items. The entertainment
gambling.
Yep. The Entertainment Software Ratings Board, which is the organization that rates the content of video games, announced a new label today to indicate that a game will offer in-game purchases of loot boxes or similar types of items that provide a player with randomized rewards. This new interactive element, in-game purchases includes random items, will be assigned to any game that contains in-game offers to purchase digital goods or premiums with real-world currency or virtual coins or other forms of in-game currency that can be purchased with real-world currency, for which the player doesn't know prior to the purchase the specific digital goods or premiums that they will be receiving, e.g. loot boxes, item packs, mystery awards. According to the ESRB, the label will be applied to loot boxes, gacha games, items or card packs, wheel prizes, treasure chests, and more, the organization said. The new label will sit below the game's content rating as seen in the photo above. The ESRB originally introduced the in-game purchases label in February of 2018, but that label was broad enough that it could be applied to any game that offered any sort of buyable digital good, including non-randomized items like subscriptions, season passes, or upgrades to disable ads. That's a kick in the dick, isn't it? You buy a $60 game and you got to buy an upgrade to turn the fucking ads off?
Yeah, count me out.
Now that's crap.
Count me out.
No shit.
I'd never buy a game like that.
I was actually seriously thinking about going and getting a PS4 just to play the Final Fantasy game, and you read shit like that, and it's like, nope, I'll stick to PC. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
The mods will make it better anyways, right?
Yeah.
That'll probably be the first mod that comes out, putting the classic models back in. You know, the chunky things from the original game.
And if it still plays well, who cares?
That's a good point. Loot boxes have kind of come under heavy criticism for resembling gambling by hooking gamers and children into spending real money in the hope of acquiring sought-after in-game items. The ESRB said today that creating the in-game purchases label, game consumers and enthusiasts, not necessarily parents, have reached out to us asking that the ESRB to include additional information to identify games that include randomized purchases. I could understand a lot of people getting tired of that. Buying a game, figuring out it's got loot boxes. I could see somebody wanting to get that put on the label. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony have commented or have committed to requiring purchases of their publishers of games on their platforms to disclose the odds of receiving items from loot boxes, and are targeting some time in 2020 for that policy to take effect. And many major game publishers also have committed to disclosing loot box odds by the end of 2020. So, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just funny.
Yeah, what annoys me more than loot boxes is pay to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of games, loot boxes are done well. It doesn't... Getting the stuff in the loot box doesn't make your character...
Yeah, they're all cosmetics or something.
Yeah.
But yeah...
Or they're just well-balanced weapons.
But, you know, when it's the I win button, it's like, why did that person, you know, Hearthstone, why did that person win? Because they spent $200 on cards. It's like, well, fuck that. So,
pay to win pisses me off more than loot box.
So, anyways, let's move on to this. Got three things for you tonight in Digital Dojo. They're all related to Raspberry Pi. So I thought these would be fun. The first one up is from Tenable. It's a project called the Pi Sniffer. And what this is it's a combination of a hardware build using a screen from Adafruit, power bank, and a Raspberry Pi Zero, the Zero WH, the one with the Wi-Fi on it. And it is a pocket Wi-Fi sniffer. And let me put the links in. And pretty much it's a build for a very small Wi-Fi packet logger that you can use to try to find open Wi-Fi networks, capture traffic. There's a few other uses of it. And with this, what's it called? Adafruit 128 by 64 OLED bonnet, which has some buttons and a little D-pad on it. You can actually use that to see your stats and change modes and things like that. So, pretty cool. Not all that useful right now, since if you go outside, you'll be shot. But, you know, do some Wi-Fi sniffing, you know, literally from your pocket at this point. So, although I guess any cell phone could probably do this too, but it's a neat little build. Similar line. This next one is from Spikefish Solutions, and this is the description for turning a Wi-Fi or turning a Raspberry Pi into a Wi-Fi access point, specifically for passing it. I'm sorry, I'm reading this backwards. It's letting you turn your Raspberry Pi into a router, specifically picking up the hotspot off your cell phone and then blasting it out to some device, like, say, a console or something like that that's only got Ethernet, and you can't really tether to your phone. Or if you need lots of devices tethered to your phone. Their setup here is, like, you know, having a couple of them and making them load balancer or load redundant and patching them into a network that your Internet's gone down. And since right now, you know, a lot of people are really dependent on the Internet connection, and I don't know about you guys, but I've found mine to be not quite so reliable here lately, since a lot more people are hitting internet providers harder. Being able to use your cell phone to support the rest of your network is not a terrible idea. It's not a great idea, because usually your internet speed over your cell phone is not that great, but it's something in case your main provider goes out entirely. So
well,
it's pretty
if we
cool.
had 5G tower, oh.
Oh, yeah, if they quit burning the damn towers down.
Burn the witch.
But, yeah.
Then we would all have the coronavirus. I'm wishing the coronavirus on me.
It's a pretty nice little write-up, and they've got a guide here on basically setting up the Raspberry. You could probably do this with any Linux box. Actually, for these, you could do these with any. You could probably all three of these. You could, well, maybe not the portable Wi-Fi sniffer. You could get the software. It's just in a bundle for you. You know, you could look up what software they're using in that image. But any of these you could probably do with any Linux box, really. But, you know, they're cool guides for the Raspberry Pi. And, you know, A lot of people have an older one sitting around not doing much, so it's something to play with, if nothing else.
What else are you going to do? Go outside?
Yeah, not allowed to do that. Get shot. Actually, I've got some family who were wanting me to see if I could drive up and visit. And then I got a phone call from another one saying, don't drive up. You'll get shot if you try to go across the state line.
Yeah.
So I'm like, really? They said, no, but you'll probably get arrested. It's like, damn. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I have for you tonight in the Digital Dojo, again for the Raspi, specifically a Raspi 3, is how to install the Hunix gateway on there. So if you're not familiar with it, Hunix is a set of dual distributions, one of which is a Tor router, and the other one is a privacy-oriented desktop. And the idea is that it's actually designed to go into virtualization, or you could set up, they have guides for setting up two physical machines, but the idea is that you could use two different physical machines and hardware routing to basically make it impossible for the client machine to ever reveal its off, you know, its actual real internet connection. Because the only thing that client machine can actually see is just the gateway on the gateway image. So all it can ever pass is Tor addresses. So you're going to some shady website on Tor, and they're running something on there that's going to try to break it out and tell them what your real IP is, or, you know, like your location or anything like that, or even you know, other information on your network that might could be used to identify you. This thing can't see it because it literally can't get out of its. I think the phrase would be or the term would be an enclave, and this is how to set up the Hunix gateway on a Raspberry Pi 3. So that you could use the client on a more traditional laptop, desktop, whatever, and just use the Raspberry Pi as your router so that you can't ever get out of Tor on that client machine for safety reasons if you're doing something with Tor. And I've played with Hunix before. It's a lot of fun, but it's a bit of work to get it up and running, and this is an interesting way to do it. So that's all I really have for you tonight. We're only just a little bit over since, you know, we've got some time we can make up from previous shows. In the IRC tonight, we have myself, Sardonyx, the bot, Psychros, Madman. I saw Rats in earlier, but it looks like he got dropped. Madman, closing thoughts.
I've got nothing.
Very insightful. Thank you, Madman. Are you closing thoughts?
Just lighting my tiki torch and getting ready to set fire to some 5G action. Fucking nothing else has been happening.
I'm now imagining you outside with a collection of tiki torches and like chucking them like spears. No, addles. Making addles to chuck tiki torches at 5G towers.
And just getting ready for this train wreck that's going to be Joe Biden for president.
That's going to be those are going to be fun debates to watch. Joe Biden versus Trump.
It's not fair.
Trump's just going to get up there and start saying the craziest bullshit you've ever heard. Joe's not really going to know where he is. So, it's going to be entertaining.
You're going to have the CNN commentators doing their best to cover for Sleepy Joe. Yeah, it's going to be fucking great.
Psychos.
And Biden campaign, man, they just keep making fuck up after fuck up. Because I'll just give you a quick look at this, which I've been playing with most of the show. And they didn't really think about what they were doing.
Oh, no. Well,
yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
Psychos just said he hopes they both get General So's revenge there. So,
wait. This is the kind of shit that now is being flown around the internet on behalf of Joe's campaign. Well done, people.
I'm always on Team Joe. Your photo goes here. Oh, no. Oh. Don't face funny soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
one of
awesome.
The milder ones that are starting to get out. There's a gaping horse vagina. There are some really interesting images. I'll just share the thread with you guys if you want to have a look at some of the hilarity that's being made.
We're going to have to read that later. That is hilarious. That is awesome. That's all I got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Pure Decking every Thursday, the Galaxy 15 radio site, the subreddit, the IRC. I already read the IRC. I try to do the show approximately 9 o'clock Central on Thursdays. So if you want to get on the IRC, it's just right on the Galaxy 15 radio front of the page. And easy enough to get to, or you can, it's in Freenode. So if you want to get on there and throw crazy shit at us in the middle of the show, it's a good time. That's I guess it's time to hit to you guys did your closing thoughts. I'm time to start hitting buttons, I guess.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Sounds good. Nose down and call it a night.
Shut up, Wesley.